Dr. Pinsky dictating email, IME, on Carlos Cobos, C-O-B-O-S. Carlos Cobos is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/21/20. Apparently he was pushed off a ladder by falling merchandise while trying to help customers. Pretty fell to the concrete floor and struck his head without loss of consciousness. Pretty was approximately 5 feet off the ground when this occurred. Pretty believes he injured his head, right ankle, lower back, and neck as a result, and was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his diagnosis to be a concussion, along with soft tissue swelling of the right tibia. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and completed physical therapy and pain management on 9/21/20. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Cobos was attended to by EMS personnel on 4/21/20. Pretty was transported to the emergency room, where he reported falling from a 4 to 5 foot ladder about 30 minutes earlier. Pretty fell backwards and hit his head. He explained he did have loss of consciousness for several seconds and was complaining of right posterior headache. He states during this fall, multiple heavy objects fell onto him. He had numerous x-rays performed to be inserted here. He was then treated and released. He was seen on 4/24/20 by neurologist Dr. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G. This was done via telehealth. He observed the petitioner was able to walk with a mildly unsteady gait. Neurologic exam was otherwise benign. He diagnosed post-concussion headaches, neck pain, insomnia, unsteady gait, intermittent bilateral arm and leg numbness, and tingling sensation. He was prescribed Neurontin and continued baclofen and Tylenol. He also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Yelman Chile on 5/4/20. At that juncture, he complained of 8/10 lower back pain with some tingling running down the right leg. He admitted that about 20 years ago, he injured his back and was told he had disc herniations. X-rays were done in the office and showed no obvious fracture. There were degenerative changes in the lower lumbar spine. He also reviewed CAT scan of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, where there were degenerative changes, but no evidence of fracture. Dr. Yelman Chile rendered diagnoses of lumbosacral sprain, bilateral low back pain without sciatica, as well as coccydynia. He ordered MRI studies. These were done on 5/18/20 and 5/21/20 to be inserted here. He followed up with Dr. Yelman Chile to review these results on 6/11/20. Tramadol had helped him, but the pain had not resolved. The pain was now more into his left leg than his right leg. He had a history of thyroid disease and high cholesterol. Dr. Yelman Chile started him on tramadol for the lumbosacral strain. He explained there were also findings of indeterminate lesions in the iliac wings that would not be work-related. Pretty recommended follow-up with an orthopedic oncologist, possibly Dr. Ciran, C-Y-R-A-N, under his private insurance. Relative to the work injury, he believed There was likely a contusion about the sacrum as well as a small L4-5 disc protrusion. Pretty recommended continued medication and possible physical therapy if symptoms continued. Period. He last saw Dr. Yamachilli on 6/29/20. Period. He had seen Dr. Siren, who told him the lesions on MRI were bone islands. Period. He ordered a course of physical therapy and cleared the petitioner for sedentary duty. Period. New paragraph. He followed up on 5/13/20 with Dr. Zhang. Period. He was referred for another MRI, period. He returned on via telemedicine on 6/29/20 when an EMG of the upper extremities was recommended, period. He did have an EMG on 8/7/20 to be inserted here. Pretty continued to follow up with Dr. Zhang over the next several months through 5/27/21. Apparently he noted the EMG showed cervical radiculopathy and right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He continued to have neck pain, left hand, and leg numbness. Period. He returned to work, modified duty. Period. He had an unremarkable physical examination. Period. He was maintained on Neurontin and cyclobenzaprine. And was released from neurologic care. Period. New paragraph. He did see pain specialist Dr. Scratch that. On 6/23/20, he was seen by his internist named Dr. Madapati for an insect bite. Period. He was treated accordingly and referred for various laboratory studies. Period. Relative to the fall at work off of a ladder, he clinically has gotten gradually better. Period. He appeared clinically stable with no neurologic deficits. Period. On 8/7/20, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Yulo, Y-U-L-O, for neck pain and low back pain with bilateral upper and lower extremity pain. Period. He offered a diagnosis of probable cervical and lumbar radiculopathy. But electrodiagnostic testing of the upper extremities was then done to be inserted here. Period. Finally, on 9/30/20, the petitioner underwent a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He was able to perform 75.4% of the physical demands of his job as a customer service representative. Period. Overall, he was deemed capable of working within the light physical demand category. Period. He demonstrated consistent effort through 59.1% of his functional testing and 26.7% reliability of pain ratings, but these suggest unreliable functional pain ratings. Period. The former would suggest significant observational and evidence-based contradictions, resulting in consistency of effort discrepancies, comma, self-limiting behaviors, comma, and slash or submaximal effort. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, extremities, let's make that neurologic, normal, extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. He had a prepatellar firm, olive-sized subcutaneous mass at the right knee that was freely movable. Pretty was told this is bursitis. Pretty, there was no other swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Pretty, the rest of that is normal. Cervical. Range of motion of the cervical spine was full in all spheres, but bilateral rotation elicited tenderness. Pretty, thoracic, normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes, complaining of mild back pain. Pretty, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 85 degrees. He elicited only a stretching sensation at 85 degrees. Pretty, this is not clinically meaningful. Pretty, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 4/21/20, Carlos Cabos fell over the ladder from a height of about 5 feet. Pretty struck his head. Pretty currently denies experiencing loss of consciousness, but told the ER that he had a brief loss of consciousness. Pretty, while there, he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Pretty, insert the x-ray results here. Pretty, in paragraph, he was seen neurologically, but Dr. Zhang, who treated the petitioner conservatively. Period. Orthopedic consultation was obtained with Dr. Yellman Chile. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine and sacrum were done to be inserted here. Period. He underwent an EMG by Dr. Yulo, Y-U-L-O, on 8/7/20 to be inserted here. Period. As of 5/27/21, Dr. Zhang released him from care. Period. On 9/30/20, he had an FCE that demonstrated significant submaximal effort that was volitionally limited. Period. Dr. Yaman Chili released him from care through 6/29/20. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, as well as the upper and lower extremities. Periprovocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Dyspathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. There were no abnormalities detected about the head, and his neurologic exam was normal. Within the documentation, there is reference to a prior low back injury resulting in disc herniations. Period. He did reveal that in 2002 he injured his back at work and diagnosed with disc herniations. Period. He accepted injection therapy at that time. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or back. Period. His underlying and pre-existing disc abnormalities in the lumbar spine were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. And that is the end.